clean out my shul. So the Gemara have an advantage there, Sinj. And you also have the Rif and the Mordechai in the back. As you may know, the Rif and the Mordechai are not found in the Masechta, neither are found in the Masechta Shavuot. So it's a pain in the neck, you have to refer to them. But this edition, they were very nice, and they put it in the back. So whoever wants to take it tomorrow, so feel free to take it. Okay, so tomorrow we have Shia at 10:30. Is that possible? 10:30 to 12. We'll end by 12. Okay, approximately. The consensus was the Shia should be from Sunday through Thursday, no Friday Shia, and again, maximum an hour and a half. But you know, that'll be the maximum. So tolerate that. Is anyone who thinks that mamash intolerable? Is it? If it is, I can make it sure. Is it tolerable? No. Okay. Good. So, briefly to review, we spoke yesterday about the issue of Hargosha, which is the central initial issue in terms of Nida Da'araisa, as the Gemara has in Afnun Zayin Amud Beis. Omar Shmuel Bot Kakakol V'yoshva Alea Motza Adam Alea B'tor Shanema B'Bsara Ad Shetagish B'Bsara. What I did not discuss yesterday, which I should mention now, is that this clear Gemara, black and white Gemara, it's hard to argue with it, is nonetheless not guaranteed that it's accepted the halacha l'maaseh. There are those who say that we need it. At the end of the day, we don't really need it. Why? If you take a look in the Rashi on the very top of Nun Ches Amud Aleph, we spoke about the first Rashi, that Ksamim Adi Rabbonin Dilma Arba Shevel Avadayit, as opposed to Tosfos. But the second Rashi is very important. Rav Ashi Yomar Tava de Shmuel de Omali El Bodko Karka Olam. Rav Ashi says, well, we should be, let's first read the Gemara, read the Rashi. Rav Ashi Yomar Shmuel Uda Omak Rav Nechemya. Tetznan Rav Nechemya Omer Kol Dova Sheina Mekabel Tuma Eina Mekabel Ksomin. What does that mean? Says Rashi, Tama da Shmuel de Omali El Daphne Zayin Amadeiz Bodko Karka Olam Bechule. You get the impression from Rashi that Shmuel said the following words: "Omer Shmuel, bod kokarka olam v'yoshva leah motza dam leah Torah." Period. Period. And the next few words, "Shenem b'vsara shetagish b'vsara," may not have been actual Shmuel's words, but they were added by the Gemara to explain Shmuel. And Rashi has an alternate explanation. That's a siddur pshat in Rashi. Rashi says again, "Lav mishum hargosha, elik Rabbi Nechemya svile, yomalo iskiru chachamim gzeras kesem." El al davar mekabel tuma, hilkul kolhani chanach tiyuf to lav kushin inu. The Shmuel lo ari ba'agosha klal. Shmuel is not discussing agosha. The kapila employed this Rashi. If there's no din of agosha, what's the shalir about? Say, what's wrong with the Rashi? Nu? Yeah. Should be nida daraisa. If it's nida daraisa, you can't make distinctions mekabel tuma, not mekabel tuma. It's ridiculous. There's something obviously missing from this Rashi. Everyone, with me one more time. If you take Rashi Kipshuto, the Rashi says, Shmuel lo ayri b'argosha klal. He never said those last few words. Shenem b'sorah shetagash b'sorah. He only said the first few words. So you have to have some reason why it's not the oraisa. You can just wave your hands and say, you know, okay, not a problem. If there's a new klal and the chemya, there's no gzeras kesem, it's not the kabbal. So why are you talking about? What? So the Sidrei Tara addresses this issue. A very interesting Sidrei Tara. This is a must Sidrei Tara for any serious discussion of Hilchos Nida. It's in Simen Kuf Sadi, Sif Katan Sadi Gimel. Probably the longest one in the world of Hilchos Nida. Different prints of the Sidrei Tara. We have three different ones. This one's not the same, I think, as the one that's in the Torah B'Shulchan Aruch that I have in my house. So it could be a while to find things. In this edition, Sadi Gimel starts on page Tov Pei Zayin and goes quite a few pages. On page Tov Sadi, fourth page, he starts with Terem Achala B'dinei Ksamim. Before I end to discuss the matter of Ksamim, he has what to talk about. And there's a lot to talk about, as a matter of fact. Matati chova levoir. Ha de kaimelan some of the rabbanim. Uminatora ancient some of the some. Was every I call tahora yilabala. Okay. Meza tamu. Two ways. First way. Kevin shalom ba'agosh yasya. Okay, that's what we assume until now. That's a pasuk shad in the Gemara. Rivsara, achetagish rivsara. The filu ball we grew from the kol from kevin shalom ba'agosh asu tahor of the gzeiras akasavu. Shein isha tamei b'roa ba'agosh shalom ba'agosh. I feel the roa ba'adam shofas we grew from. She sees it coming out of her body. I feel the hachi tahor menatora. Chacham gazu k'sam is at the time of the bala. She gzeiras dil ma'arish of la'vadayet the kol to Rashi. Or Tosfos, even Vayelo Ba'agosh, as we saw yesterday. That's the point. This is the, according to the rest of the world, this is the only pshat. There is no other pshat. I mean, that's the pshat of the Gemara. The Gemara has been famous that way. No, maybe there's another pshat. What's the other pshat? Odeh Shlomo Tamachet. To Mishimachi Ksamim de Rabbonim, Da Torah lo Timo Elehecha de Vadai Mikufa Asya. Avlo Ksamim de Ikal Nemeh de Me'alma Asya. Now listen carefully. Any question that a woman, a stain that a woman sees on her garment, who knows where it's coming from? Who knows where it's coming from? She has a, on the sheet, she finds some blood. Who knows? Who says it's coming from her body? Could be from bed bugs, they used to have makola, they used to have bugs. Who knows what? Lo'as ratora. Although normally paskin sveik is the rights of the chumra, mikomakom kan zeres akosim with the sveik of sharia. Doing your desharia haTorah kiddush nafayim gimel am an aleph mamzer misofek uchay gav naminan bekiddush naflametes am an aleph gabe orla bechutz loret the osam mehalocha lemoshe misinai the kach nemar vaday osir asfek amuter. There is a custom in three places in all of halacha: mamzer, orla bechutz loret, and nida. He hasn't told us yet what the pasuk is. We know. Mamzer vada gemar below mamzer sabra gemar beforesh. All of the chutz starts. It doesn't quote a pasuk. It's all halacha moshe misina. Don't need a pasuk. The whole thing is halacha moshe misina. Chatavak habala misora. Halacha moshe misina is only vada below sabek. But what about nida? You have to have some kind of pasuk. I'll show you in a minute. The kachnema vada also speak a mutter. Here too. We say. Came from somewhere else. What somewhere else? Where somewhere else? She has no basis who came from anywhere else. Says the Sid Vitaro. Hokinami, I feel a low arm of shuk shall tabochim. You know, the Gemara is talking about she passed by a meat market where blood is flying all over the place. She doesn't remember passing through a meat market. Can you imagine this? This is unbelievable. I feel hoki, I mean Dilma Arma Labadata. Of course she passed the meat market. She just doesn't remember. No, I don't know what kind of. Maybe I come from a different world. I don't know. He says, "Vafilu Yoshval Gabi Dover Abodekla Talina the Emel of Bodka Yofa Ukhmo Shavar Lahabon." Wowie! Isn't it amazing? Incredible. Now, first of all, we have to see where in the world would this pasuk be. We ultimately, I'm not going to be the whole Sefer Torah. The source for him is really the Rashi. It's really the Rashi. That's because Rashi says Beferish has nothing to do with our Gosha. And I'll just read you, for those who have my print, it's paragraph Lochain on the next column, page Tuf Sadi Aleph in this edition. Lochain, near the near side of the Rashi Sphere, the Messiah Shmuel, Shenema Bistar Shakat Bashar, Aliba the Ravashi Yochi Kama, the Minatora, Bina Nagosha, Shubavarish, Adam and Gufasa. Not like I said, I wanted to say that Shmuel stopped with the word Tahora. He, the Sid Vitaro, no, he added those five words. Shenema b'msara, acha tagash b'msara. But not to mean that it's an intrinsic zeres akosuf that you have to have hagosha per se. No. Hagosha is simply a means of determining with certitude that it's kamei migufa. Why else is she feeling it? So he read it a little bit differently. Aba below aloch hagosha yesh lo magla migufa asya. But Talina de Me'alma Asya, even if both kakom she didn't check properly, etc., etc. But if she saw the blood leaking out of her own body for sure, with no agosha whatsoever, so the Rashi would say it is in fact she's asura min hator. Wow. Oh, so here Rabosai, And the next paragraph, Ulefi, he gives away a secret. Till now, you have to go on faith. Where's this pasuk? Mam Zavada, we know. Halachal Moshe Mitzin, it's on Eve. But what about here? Ulefi Varei Lenicho, the Kashalon, Hodem Mosav Hashas, Kalhanet Tshuv to the Shmuel. Kosher, Afi Lesa the Shmuel, Minicho. And it's good without Shmuel. That's the Kashal against Shmuel, right? All these various Kashas over here. That they were machmir in the cases of, you know, also tzrocheho, tashmish. What? So the kasha against Shmuel, if Shmuel requires agosha, there's no agosha. And even without Shmuel, frekt air, for Mishnah Shlema Shanito the Kamon, he gave away a source. With Kamon, everyone turn, Nun Ches Amid Beis. You don't have to go too far. That's the source. Nun Ches Amid Beis are both sides. The story of Rabbi Akiva. Ma'isa Isha Shabo Acha Shabos of Ne Rabbi Akiva. Omalora Easy Kesa. Omrola Omalo Shema Maka Hoisa Bich. Maybe you have a Maka, which we said yesterday, Maka is not considered to be done either. Omrola Hain. Yes, I had a Maka. But Vichoisa. It already was cured, it was healed. Omalo. Shema Yechola Lahigalea Lahoti Dam. Maybe it could somehow be opened up again and cause a bleed. Amalo Hain. Vitir Rabbi Akiva. That the possibility existed, he said she was Torah. Ra Talmidav Mistaklin Zebazeh. Happens to me all the time. The Rebbe's lost his marbles. What's he saying over here? I mean, look, talking about what the Rebbe's saying. Happens to Rabbi Akiva too, so no matter what, should feel bad if it happens, okay. Omalehem, Madav Akashim B'neichem, what's bothering you? Shelo Omra Chachomim Hadover Lahachmir Lahokil Shenemar. And he quotes the Pasuk, our Pasuk. V'isha ki ksia zava, dom yia zava bibsara. So Shmuel emphasizes what word? Bibsara. He emphasizes a much earlier word. Dam velo kesem. There it is. We have mam zavada velo mam zesafek. And the equivalent is what? Dam velo kesem. Exeris akosuv. That whenever you're not sure if it's coming from her or not, it's mutter midorayt. That's the pshat. And he goes on, says the Sidrei Tara. He says, quote this Mishnah. You see, Ksavim Asav Adirabonon, right? Why? Presumably because of Osib Lo Hargosha. So what do you ask Kash against Shmuel? You ask Kash on the Mishnah. I think that's an Ein Loma. And his way out is to say, no. The Ksame Mishamachi Torah Menat Torah came in the eagle and name of the Me'alma Asya. Even if you don't require a Gosha, Ksame Matahorah Medarais in Mitam Zeh. So you can't ask a Kash from those three brights that we just had. Lo Mati Mati Lakshas called Hanit Yufta. Why? The Shani Hosam, the Vadai Mi Gufaba. Mishamachi Tmeya Midoraisa. He went out of Agosha from the standpoint of the Mishnah. Abel Shmuel Maksha Shapir. The Maida Sakatai, the Hashta Bin and the Agosha Dafka. So, Keheichi Dami, etc., etc., back and forth. This is the famous Sidrei Tara. He called it a Sakatai. The whole thing of Agosha, by him, is only a Sakatai. It's unbelievable. But that's what he said. Okay. Adkan, the Sidrei Tara. Okay, so the only source for the Sidrei Tara is really Rashi. I mean, he says it on his own. It's really only Rashi. And the question is, does anybody accept this Lahaloch? Did anyone bring the Tara to buy it? I'm just curious if anyone brought it. It's on my desk. Okay, thank you very much. This is a gold mine, if I say. Kipshuta, Mamish. Gold mine. He, Rabbi Vajra Kedarko, quotes... Everything. It's the gold mine. So he has over here, and this is the very beginning of the session, in Simon Aleph, Sif Cotton Gimel. He starts with it by quoting our Gemara. It's this lengthy piece, you know, when Avadi knows how to write, you know, these are smaller pages, just imagine. The Sif Cotton Gimel spans from that page Vav to page Yud Dalet. That's 8 pages. And its primary theme in this page is debunk the Sidrei Tara. That he's wrong. the Reitar is incorrect. The Pasha Pshat in the Gemara is that you require Hagasha. The Gemara never really backed out from saying that. There's no, the Gemara never backed out. If the Gemara never backed out, we have to work with an assumption that the Gemara means it, and it means it kipshuto. It doesn't mean with this fancy interpretation. It means it Pasha Pshat. This is what the Ravadi is assuming. That the it's Pasha Pshat, the Gemara, that Hagasha is really required. Halacha l'maisa. Does anybody say, is he willing to concede that anybody holds like this in Reitar? Yes. He found somebody. Who did he find? He found the Tosfos Ritz. Anybody have an Oath Behadar here? Anita? Could they have the Tosfos Ritz in the back? They haven't made it. They haven't made it. They didn't make it. I guess they don't have it. Okay. But Kohos Mepharshim? Okay. We have everything in this room. Good. So the Tosfos Ritz on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Rabbi Avadya says, yes, he's of the view that that in fact the Matzkanas HaGemara, you don't really need Hargosh. That he's willing to concede, the Tosfos Ritz. But the Tosfos Ritz, you know, is an independent thinker. But most people don't agree with him. Okay. Here is what he says. Beferish. Pirish. Davkem hirgisha v'yada sheyata adam b'psara ozi tmeya. Avlam lo hirgisha sheyata b'psara. Kigon zeh shenimta adam b'karka tohoi. You know why? Look what he says. The emo lo botka yofa. U'b'karka havi hai dameka. Why did he say this? Why did Ritz say this? You should have said no agosha. So you get the impression, Mamash, the Siddur has mechavetim. At the whole Pshat and Gemara of Argosha, that's the litmus test to know for sure it came from her. But if you found it on the Karka, perhaps it didn't come from her. But other than that, had it come from, even though we know Argosha would be on Surah, the Oraita. So the Tosfos Ritz, that's the only one. But you know, he has a certain amount of clout with the Tosfos Ritz, but you know, not as much as Rashi. And after all, this is a retort claim that Rashi held that way. That would be a rather powerful, you know, force, Rashi. So Rabbi Avadya says, no, Rashi is against it. And to prove his point, he quotes the Rashi in Baba Kama. The Shulam Baba Kama this year, some of you may have heard of the Kiyas. Maybe you got to this Rashi. Lamed Ches Amid Beis in Baba Kama. Dibra Amaskel Merekem. So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, Summon the Yisrael Gufayim Ad Rabbananil. Dimidoraisa. Now catch this now. Dam yeh zolav b'psara tziv v'yikra tesva shetir eyu migufa v'lo shetimsa eyu v'vigda. And Rav Avadya quotes this Rashi to prove that Rashi's shita is like everyone else's shita, not like the Siddur Reitara, that in point of fact you require hagosha mid the orais. Rav Avadya quotes in a sefer over here in the middle of this long discussion. He says the Siddur Reitar made a mistake, and Rashi didn't mean it here on Daf Nun Ches Amud Aleph. He never meant it. And let's see if I can find everything. It's supposed to get lost here somewhere. Give me a minute. Excuse me. It's on page Yud Beis. On page, those who want to look up the sefer later on. On page Yud Beis. So therefore, we assume that you need our Goshem is our Isa for Shat for sure. Okay, good. Then he says, the low Kesidretar. We reject the Sidretar. He's rejected. Sidretar is not correct. Again, I don't want to take your time. It's in here somewhere. And he quotes the Rashi of Baba Kama as a proof to his position. It seems... Hasidre Tara wrote to Lazarus Chadosh's opinion there, page 10. Shekiwi Rashi lo sphir lehochit, if Rashi denies Hargosha. Ein b'chol dvorav shum yisod. Lazarus machlokas Chadosh ben aposkim. B'dvorav shalos orim korab osenu aposkim. Udati kavona acheres etu divrei Rashi. He's quoting from somebody. The Orach HaShulchan, Simon Kuf Pei Gimel. And Rashi is a different pshat. And the Chokmas Adam and the Pardes Rimonim also reject the Sivrei Tara and many others as well. So we're not going into the details, but what concerns me is, of all places to prove his point, the top of page Tetzvot Rashi Babakama Daf Lamed Chesem Beis. If anything, it seems to me that the Rashi Lamed Chesem Beis would indicate that perhaps Sivrei Tara is right. Because when Rashi and the Baba Kama Lamed Ches is explaining why some of the Rabbanan, what did he quote? Midoraisa dam years over b'saroksiv shetireo b'gufa v'lo shetim tzeo b'vig. Not a word about Agosha. Tumfakert. The opposite. If anything, again, I don't understand Rabbi Avach.
Which passage?
I'm sorry? Dam years over b'saroksiv. Never mentioned the word. I mean, he does what he says over here. Dam Yeah, Zov Mibsarotsim. He assumes the emphasis is on the word Mibsara. But that, he should have said Mibsara, I should tell him. He doesn't mean the word I've found this Rashi. If anything, Kacha Bavadu in the top, in the brackets, top of page test, brings Rashi and Babakama as a proof against the Sidrei Tara. If anything, it seems to me, it might be a proof to the Sidrei Tara. Now, also, that's not, the simple words of Rashi on Afnun Ches, Rav Ashi Yomar, is like a Sidrei Tara, no? The Shmuel lo Ayri bar Gosha Klal. What does that mean? Who has the pshat? The Shmuel lo Ayri bar Gosha Klal, which is against the Sidrei Tara. He says, oh, I have another pshat. This is the Chula here. I don't know what the Vechula is. I mean, maybe the Aruch HaShulchan has another pshat. I don't want to look it up. That's, maybe not spend time on it right now. The Aruch HaShulchan says, I have another pshat in the Rashi, huh? With the Aruch HaShulchan. He quotes over here, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Kavona Acheret Yesh B'Divrei Rashi. Take a little bit of a look, not too much. Okay. But what about you saying? What do you think, Rabbi? For the Aruch HaShulchan. What do you think is found in this Rashi? The last five words. The Shmuel lo Ayri bar Gosha Klal. I'm asking you, what's found in this Rashi? We know that the Ritar is found. That the Matkana, there's no din of Hargosha at all. It's just a question of whether it came from a body or not. This is in Sif Nun. Kavana Acheres Luta, b'divrei Rashi. You know what Luta means? Hidden. Balot. Paseise. Rashi is hiding his trap. Rashi doesn't use hard things. Rashi is very transparent in Rashi. It's not the Zohar. So what was it? Luta, b'divrei Rashi. He says, well, the Eichab Shalom and the Shmuel Ayyab Agosh HaKlal for the head of a Shmuel Shnebim B'Bisara Shnebim B'Bisara. And the Gedolim asked this question, we saw this in Sidrei Tara's chat. Rashi means as follows. The Kavana, cause of Tama, the Shmuel, Amaleah, Bokak Olam. What did Rashi hear? So over here, Rashi says, Tama, the Shmuel, the Amaleah, Bokak Olam, Bechule. We know that already. We know what Shmuel means. Shmuel, who Damaka. We know what other Shmuel is he referring to. This is what it means. According to Rashi, was the problem of Rav Yirmiya, that's Moda, that Shmuel is Moda, that's Meir Meder Rabbanah, Umud L'Lashon Zeh, Mashma L'Chora, the Shmuel Rak Dina De Oraisa Ka'oma. That Shmuel only said what? Shmuel, that's what I thought Pshat was. But I learned the Gemara. Then how'd you learn the Gemara? Shmuel said it in De Oraisa. According to the Pasuk. Tumua Ma'od, the Eich Yom HaShmuel Shri Torah, came at the Midrabon to Meir. Fellow Shmuel Dina Kama. Shmuel Machshulas Arabim. Shmuel is saying, Bibstar Shatakash of Sara, which to the uninitiated may mean. There was no Argosha, she says, Muteris Mamish. And if Yerim says no, he's more than a Tsumid Rabon. This is how it was shot. That's what's bothering. Zeba Rashi Zal Ashmienu. The Rav Ashi, Meforesh Milta the Rav Yermia. Ushnea Terutim Tvichim Zelazet. Vayner Rabbi Yirmiya Emes Amad is Moda Shmuel Shi Tzmeh Bid Rabban and Gabalo Argosha. What is that Maturus called Akushis? We had earlier the previous Amad. Achdiv Shmuel Ba'atzno Ein Lehem Bir. What is that Rav Ashi Litaris Kamdiv Shmuel Achi Farusho Amad Shmuel Bot Karkolem Torah Shnev Rav Sara Achatagash Rav Sara Kolomar Keva Dimenat Torah Boy Argosha Rak Chachomim Gozim Olak Samim Okay. I think it's very good. I think he can do any better than that. But he admits it's hidden. He said it's hidden. You know, can't blame the Sidrei Tara for saying what he said. And that Rashi in Baba Kama, what do you say about that one? I thought, if anything, that indicates the Sidrei Tara is right. So we're going to leave it the mindset with a take. We're not sure what Rashi holds in this matter. Tosfos Rid, what's the difference, right? Tosfos Rid said it beferish that way. And the other role we saw him beferish against that way. So whether Rashi is this way or that, Rashi is the Rashi HaKadosh, but okay, take your pick. But it is a sheet in any event. If we hadn't have the Tosfos Rid, so we'll say there's no such sheet that I made a mistake, then let's fight more about Rashi. It exists anyway, the Tosfos Rid. And the most possible against it anyway. So I'm not going to spend any more time finding out what Rashi held in this man. Aboch HaYivcha. What? Kuf Pe Gimel Sif Nun. That's what I just read from. Yes. Shmuel is really telling you two different things. He's telling you that midoraisa, on a deraisa level, you need hagasha. And the reason why I use the expression tahora, Rabbi Ashi explains, is because Rabbi Nechem is in. Rabbi Nechem didn't give you the underpinnings of the din. He just gave you a practical din. Ena mekabel tum, ena mekabel ksum. Didn't say why, what, how, where, nothing. So put everything fits together. I happen to be pretty good there, Rabbi Shulchan. I like it. I'm a fan. But if I was convinced by Rabbi Vajja that Baba Kama Rashi would hold you need Hagosha, I might be a bigger fan. But that Rashi, if anything, seems to lead a little bit to the other direction. Yes, sir.
On the second Aleph, so yeah. Why it says Karka Kain Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rashi, doesn't that match more that it's two separate students, not that they're matching them?
Okay, take your pick. Again, I don't want to spend more time on this. But that's the issue. Okay, so this we didn't discuss yesterday at all. The possibility that Lemaisa, you don't even need Hagosha, which of course will answer yesterday's question. Yesterday's question is why they needed the Raisa. Well, how about Hagosha? The Sidrei Tara is right. What's the answer? You don't need Hagosha. That's the simplest answer of all. Don't need it. Right? Tosfos Rid, maybe a Rashi. Okay, fine. So someone was kind enough to bring the COVID Shuvah to Rav Eliyashiv Shalita. Written 20 years ago, Thomas Tovshin Mem Zayin, to Rav Yedidi Arav Agon, Rav Yehuda Tzvi Velcher Shlita, Rav Dekak Abbas Yisrael. Okay, it's Siman Pei Dalet, it's a little more than one page. And he says as follows. Quotes Rav Moshe, Zatzal, Rav Moshe was lifted shortly before. The Sefer Chosnida, that's Rabbi Eider Sefer. Shanoshim Toanel Sha'enan Magishas Psychos of Okal Klau. In Cain, I feel the raw of the Shat Vesta, Yea Torah Spinat Torah. How can that be? How is that possible? Because you're a Hashulchan, heavily Sapiyana Shavelu, Loyad and Maikamri, Kulia Shagosh Psychos of Okal Klau Triyotan, Tara. Then he says, Ochain, this is Rabbi Yashin speaking. Chosku Divrayam Ba'omram Shafilu Zivaz Dovalach. Ainam magishim al kaponim loyosim retiva tamokam achra yisir sami gufan. That's nothing. So therefore, ziva tavalach they don't feel, and psicha tamokah they don't feel, and it's there they don't feel. Ve'ela argoshes shemepchenes she omedes the kabbal avetes headache stomach exeter. Ain zela begeder vetes lo argosh. So he knocked in one fell swoop, bang, 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 knocked everything out. Nothing's left. So Bebe Tama Boy, Hech Mashkachas to Lefiyama Shetia Nidim and Atok. Our cash. And the Sidrei Tara didn't bother mentioning. That's also out. since we left off yesterday. Then he quotes the Rambam, but we mentioned yesterday, Perdal Chabez, Hafilu Iktana, when Hagosh by one day old, Akachok the Ein Atuma Tluya by Hagosha El Lehefech, Im Loir Gisha Kedarka, Zat Siba Di Tahora. Tatishmamina doesn't even quote the Rashba. I'm amazed. He says it on his own. And he's I himself as Paneach. He asked the Kasha about the one day old and gave the following answer. Rakim Eino Mageshes Oz Havad Reyosa. Avlam Lo Shaicha Bargosha, such as a one day old. Lo Ichbas La. This is his terror. Mimela. Bizman Eino. As follows. Let me read you the sentence. Umikevan shekayom ein reyus v'glal chesar nagasha shelefi divrei nesheis manena, which he does not push aside, ein on magishas klal. Okay, so now the problem. What do you do with ksamen? So if it's be'alma kasi, maybe it really came from somewhere else. Ein atzmei minatara kamashka v'sidrei tara. He lacks the sidrei tara. Dam the two meyuzim, both are true. Right, dam velo ketzem and agosha. As a matter of fact, the Sidrei Torah a little bit later on says, according to the Rambam, that we accept both drushes. Not that he only said his chiddush. He only said his chiddush. That's what Rabbi Simon was discussing a while ago. Maybe the Sidrei Torah only said his chiddush if you hold that you don't need agosha. Then we're stuck dam velo ketzem. If you need agosha, he would say no such chiddush. Not true. According to the Rambam, and he says the Rambam in fact does hold from the need for Hagosh, as we saw Beferish. Even so, he says that the Rambam would accept the second Rasha as well. That's Beferish in the Sidrei Torah, I think it's on page Tuf Tzadi, Kes somewhere. But the Rambam held from both of the Drushas. Rabbi Yashas is the same thing, both of the Drushas. But he's bothered. What if you know for a fact it's coming from the body, and that's these days most of the time. Yesh ladun. Every word is counted here. Yesh ladun. We can judge and discuss. She'ein b'mikvazak kula shel tzamim. Rebbeinu Shalom. So if a woman will see dam on her garment and she knows for a fact that it's coming from her body, she knows it for 100% for a fact, so maybe it should be a tzumah d'orayt. Yesh ladun. He didn't say it. Yesh ladun. We can talk about it. We better talk about it. Because if we have to worry about it. Why should this be considered derech riyos? There should be a right by every kesem that's seen, which you know for a fact is coming from a body. That would be a total disaster in real life. We try to avert disasters. That's going to be our attempt. Any theme of this whole series of shirim is to avert disasters. This is our first disaster looming us right in the face of disaster. Well, the red lights go off. Exactly. A woman sees this thing, a kesem on a garment, she gets up. Rabbi, it's not coming from any, I have no bed bugs, and I have no cuts, and I have no this, and I didn't go, and I guarantee you I didn't go into the butcher shop to pass by the meat market. Never been one in my life. And then she went and said she forgot. So what is the major problem? What are we going to do now? Doesn't say. Yesh lodim. Didn't say. Yesh lodim. Rabbi, any questions? Everyone so far following my drift. Let me tell you what I said about this Yesh Lodun, and I'll tell you what I was told over Yosha said, but not in print. This is what I said. I said, at the end of the Fianir Zaiti, answer of Yosha's question is as follows. You require Derech Riyasa. The normal thing is, when a woman has a period, a monthly period, it comes with a very significant flow. On average, it lasts for a couple of days, 2-3 days, a significant flow. If you, those who are somewhat expert in the various protections that women purchase for these things, so there's some which are called, I'm just using this and taking them to the list. The lesson that they have in the advertisement is called, quote, heavy days. heavy days. I mean, there's some women, they know there are certain heavy days. That means there's a lot of dam coming out. That's the dam kind of what we call the shefa, flowing out in a, you know. Seems to me that that is derech riyav. That is the normal thing. A woman, on a monthly basis approximately, has heavy days, and what she sees in the heavy days, that's considered to be, in my opinion, the hagosh. Obviously, all women are not exactly the same. Some are heavier than others, that's pashut. And even within a woman, there may be some months a little bit heavier than others, that's also maybe very likely true. But okay. This is, in my view, this is neither d'orais. Neither d'orais. Fine? Fine. Yeah?
Is that heavy start right away? That
no, not necessarily. Many women will start staining before the heavy days. Very, very, very common. To my mind, those few light staining days that precede, that's not considered a needed d'orais. Because that's not the Shef Adam. Where do you find this concept that Shef Adam means something, is a meaningful concept? We find it, for example, in Hilchos Vestos. Now, Vestos is the most difficult part of Hilchos Nidah, which we're going to say for the very last. It's the hardest, by far the hardest. But, just for just a little bit basics, a Vest means that if a woman has a certain pattern, whether it be calendar pattern or a biological pattern, which we mentioned a little bit yesterday. According to some Shitas in the Gemara, Vestas D'oraisa, which means it's a D'oraisa concept, whatever that means. Again, we're not going into the details right now. And it's accepted by all the Poskim that the time that counts to calculating the Vest, which is the D'oraisa to get in, is the Shef Adam. When there's just a little bit of a tip coming out in advance, which often happens, that's not the time which we consider the beginning of the flow, the, you know, the heavy flow. It's the Shef Adam. So you see that even on the Raisa level, if you hold Vestas Raisa, we can say that the Iker is the Shef Adam, the heavy days. So too, in my view, forget the Vestas, just on the level of the common need in the first place, that is the Hargosha, that's Derek Riyosef Akach. Let's give you a shtickle Raya from Hilchos Vestas. I'm not meant to go into the problem of Vestas now at all. Fine.
And that
should
be saying that the light
stain,
even if
it's
not
finished,
should be coming out.
Even if she sees it coming out, she'd be, now. It would not be a Doraisa, it would not be a Darabana, we'll come to that a little bit later. Right. She actually sees it jumping out. If she sees it on a garment, she has the right to be makel. She's wearing colored garments and things of this nature. So she would be not a Nida, even though she's quite convinced that this is the beginning of, what is it, the beginning of the end? The beginning of the beginning of the beginning of the period, the beginning of the end of her time with her husband for this month, or the beginning of the beginning of the period. But Apple Pecan, she's not a neither right now, because what she saw was found, let's say, on a colored garment, and it's not Derech Riyasa, therefore it's not considered down below her gosh. That's in my opinion. That's what I think. Yes.
Let's say she experiences the symptoms 2 or 3 days before she actually has the blood flow.
You say symptoms, you talk about stomach aches, back aches,
yeah,
headaches?
Is that considered what we said in Daza, or that's not?
No, we heard Rabbi Yashin said. He's a postikador, right? So he said, like everybody else says, that these don't count. This is just against the Maram Shik, and against the Tzemach Tzedek, and the Gufi Alachas Mishnah Berurah HaKadosh, all of whom are sympathetic to that view, which we thought maybe even in the Rambam, maybe, that that's considered to be our gosh, and we don't pass them that way. We don't pass them. Fine. It's interesting, and this is something which I think we should look at for a minute. There's an interesting Rashi on Daf Nun Gimel, but Rashi says something troubling. I'm not going into the details here, the chlal, but just maybe too complex to go into in any length whatsoever over here, but Rashi and Afton Gimel seems to lead to some kind of a conclusion that a ketem may actually be d'oraisa. The Ramban there asks the kasha, what's Rashi talking about? How can a ketem be d'oraisa? Ketem is only the Rabbanan. Maybe. But I believe Rav Shech Leshlita has in his sefer Ginas Egos. Everyone has the Ginos Egos. Everyone has one of the Ginos Egos by now. So the Ginos Egos on. Put it down where it is. Second. Page. Ayin Ches, I think. He quotes that someone of Zipshat this Rashi is that if she had a Hargosha at the beginning, Rosh Chodesh, she had a Hargosha. And a few days later, she saw a kesem. That's Doraita. All you require is a hargasha at the beginning of the period, not that on a later day you have to have an additional hargasha. The truth is, according to the Rashi, makes a lot of sense. This is derech riyasa, right? It starts with heavy days and ends up with some light days, just some stains. So why is that not Doraita? We don't pass like this Rashi. So the answer has to be, but less brera, that Isha, when they say Kiyazav Dama Damiya Dova Bibsara, Ashatagash Bibsara, means the only blood coming out of a body that counts is damage comes out Kiderech Ikar Re'iyav. So she saw heavy days from Rosh Chodesh till day 3, 4, whatever it may be, and then she sees 4 days later a stain. You know, it's very, very common to have a stain 4 days after the heavy days end. Afal Pikein, that she saw on day, on, you know, the day 8 or the 4th day after the real heavy bleeding ended, that's not considered Derech Ikar Re'iyos. That seems to be the only way that I have to understand this. I'm sorry? I don't have the Rashi in front of me. It's a little too complicated. You'll see it. Look up Rav Shech to say it, he'll explain it to you. But I'm not, again, I'm just giving you as an example, but we don't pass it that way. So, therefore, I'm not going to go into it right now. If you look at the Sugi, you'll see it. Fine. So, therefore, I believe both the little staining at the beginning, before the period begins, and the little staining, which often happens a few days after the period ends, are not the Oraisa, even though it's normal, exceedingly normal. But when we say Derech Riyasa, we mean Derech Ikar Riyasa, which is the heavy day. Yes, sir?
Just going back to that.
Please.
What did Rabbi Yoshi say that was not on Minecta?
Not what?
For instance, there was something that Rabbi Yoshi said that he didn't write down.
Oh, but I'm not up to that yet. He just says, Yesh Lodun. So I only gave myself a marcha.
Okay.
Once I tell you history, you won't want to listen to me anymore. So I have to. Matzchilim and Atzad. You know, I have to start with marcha first. Otherwise, you'll start talking, look up the keep his tummy. Crazy man. Yeah.
In the earlier standing before becomes Shepadam, that count towards the five days?
What's 5 days? Who ever heard of 5 days? No, I don't want 5 days. I'll try to answer your questions when they come briefly, without going into arichas, just go, not to be at every single shiur. There is a halacha, the maisa, that a woman does not start counting the shiva nikiyim until 5 days at the onset of the period. How do it pull that? Those are the sugars of the Sech for Shabbos, I'll come up to Kabbalah Satorah, 2 weeks to Shavuot, Shavuot, it's a very, very good sugar to look into. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara, it's a machlokes of the doctors ad hayom hazeh. How long the zera habal can impregnate the woman? Some say an estimation from 36 to 72 hours. The medical textbooks say it's exactly the machlokes at tanoim gimel onos or gimel yomim in mesech the Shabbos. It's amazing. Kamak dol divrei chachamim. So 3 days. 3 days takes really to 4 days because 3 days, 72 hours, those would be 4 different calendar days. So therefore, we have to wait, and then we wait on the 5th day because of Ben Hashmoshes. Okay, so the question is, when does that start? I'll give you a psak and brief. That starts at the moment that the couple abstains from Tashmish for halachic reasons. The post can talk about it. If she had a Yom HaVes, which requires Prisha, does that count towards the 5 days? That's a hard one to find because in Matthias it's hard to find if you're talking about a classical calendaric vest. But in my view, and this is echoed, I said it on my own, and I found Baruch Hashem, some of the things I say on my own I find later, but the great people say, Baruch Hashem, it's in Taras Abayas, It's in Shua Sheva Levi. I think it's about quotes from Shua Sheva Levi. If a woman is actually staining, even though technically speaking she's not an Ida, because she saw blood only on a stain, only on a colored garment, only, we'll get to later, on a toilet tissue, maybe even in the toilet bowl, or they're all probably not Mekamotumo, or the Tivonim, or whatever it is, Afal Pikein, she should abstain. It's no less than a Yom HaVetus. It's predicting that something's on the way, something's coming. That's what I think is correct. Whether it's literally Yom HaVetus in the full halachic sense, or it's just halachic Eitz HaTovah, if you will. First of all, if they're together, that he may see on him, she may see on her, then it's you don't want that to happen for a whole series of reasons. Bottom line, they ask me, and I'm not known as a big machmir, I say Usman. I should never need them. But Tashmish is Usman. As a halachic equivalent of Yom HaVetus, we'll get to it later, we pass the Mikra Radin Yom HaVetus. Everything is mutter except for Tashmish. That's the psak I would give for this woman, and it's going on for a week. The women, I mean, when they get older, sometimes go on for a week. That she's staining and still stain, until she has a flow. What can I do? I mean, if she's going to a doctor to fix it up. Otherwise, you know, that whole week, she's mutera, she's not a nida. Her husband can touch her and hug her and whatever. But he can't, the tashmish is us. In my mind, those days do count towards the 5 days. Because what's the purpose of the 5 days? She can't have tashmish. So we have a Ramah, the low plug. But she didn't have tashmish for the last week. She was at a fight with her husband. He was out of town. Low plug. But whenever there's a halachic reason to prevent the tashmish, the post will say it does count. They give a Yom HaVetus. Classic HaVetus is an example. This is, I think, a much better and more common and more frequent example. To answer your question very briefly. Yes, Tom?
That also ends up being a cooler for counting.
It's a cooler for five, yes. So 5 plus 7, it's a cooler. We shouldn't get too excited about my cooler. I love to be excited about coolers. But for those who are single, the bad news is that most women will not get clean before the 5th day anyway. Most women. So therefore, all these coolers, they can help sometimes. But in most situations, it's not going to be that significant.
My question is, why are you struggling so hard to find a new deraisa? Why can't you just...
Hey! Let's just knock out the deraisa. And once it's Rabbanon, say, come on, I'm the Rabbanon. It's my halachic sense that when the Torah provided for Nida, it's deraisa b'chol dor v'dor. Does anybody imply differently? If you look at that same by Rav Moshe that Rav Yashin is quoting over here, I think it's a print in the Gris Moshe. So if you look at the Lashon of the Shoel, Rabbi Eider Shlita, I think he seems to say that his man is there, that women don't have any Hagashim. Maybe it's only the Rabbah. If you look at this is one of the biggest machmirim in Hilchos Nida, wonderful, beautiful, fantastic sefer, Rabbi Ashulchan Mamash, it's a classic. A lot of chumras in here. And this is another wonderful, beautiful classic that has with a lot of coolers. Mamash is unbelievable. Blue and red, you know. The red states, the blue states, I don't know, this is a red and blue sefer. But he has a lot of chumras. But his one line he has over here, it's an incredible line. It's just sort of tucked away deep in a footnote, which I'm sure maybe didn't want no one to find it. He has an end of Simon Kuf Sadi, all the way toward the end of Kuf Sadi. He has a line in the footnote. Footnotes are called Siyunim. Simon Tuf Shin Kof Chet. I'll give you a hint. Tishka. Forget about it. But it's here anyway. Tishka. V'lachein. I'm reading to you verbatim. Af osa noshim she'enon margishos b'riyosein choshishos v'vestosein v'chein amadaba. Said in this line, without telling anybody, is that women today are not needed their rights. What did you say? Amma Dabar means it's a minigola. That's just one woman. He couches it in Sinai's terms. that means 99% or something. Maybe that's, you know, he's, you know, maybe, yeah. Some, I think Rabbi Simon told me, he thinks Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that somewhere, but he couldn't find it, couldn't locate it. If someone in the room could locate Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that, he said it's in print somewhere. It was a limud chus. No, because it's the only have a vestige by Anita Zarais. That's the point of the Shulchan Aruch. We're not knowing vestige now. Just it's a tucked away line. I discovered it. You know, Tishka. Yeah.
Rabbi's understanding of Anita Zarais is based primarily on the Rashba, or even would the Rabbi think the Sama Panach would say that all Sama are in the Rashba?
That's an unmitigated disaster. Say it's just. So I gave you my way out.
Wait,
you need Derech Riyah B'Shef.
Is that within the Tzafas Panach?
I think I don't view my pshat as being in any way inconsistent with the Tzafas Panach. I don't think.
But is that saying that since there's no Hargasha, so we don't need Hargasha?
That's right.
So then every Kimi Gupa, we don't need Hargasha. So
again, I can't say for sure what the Tzafas Panach would hold. I'll give you the quotation. That's found over here. He says, "Rak im einam magashes oz avi reisa av moshaicha baragosha lo ichpasla." So one could read the stuff that's panach to mean that there's no need for agosha whatsoever. But Rabbi Yashiv, in the very same paragraph, says. Yes. Im lo yirgisha kidarka. And it doesn't look at Tzafas Panach. So Rabbi Yashiv, obviously, by referring to their learned pshat, and learned not this way, sort of our way. So you need darka baka. I want to add one nakuda about this. Yes.
There are two things. First of all, the Tzafas Panach means a raya from Tzil and Halayla, the Tzil Kishonim, Yuma that Zayin, says that there's a sad to say that you would be hiding Tzil and Halayla, even though. Even though it's still in Canada, it has a Hadassah, because it has a tip where it says Khanid. So you're suggesting that perhaps Avayoshev quotes the Tzafas Panach, but
the Tzafas Panach himself would not necessarily subscribe to the idea of Darka B'Kach.
I think the Tzafas Panach also is restricted to a case of Kanabat Yomasa, but it's a concept or whatever it is.
I believe that he views the Kanabat Yomasa as a Suk B'Fnei Asma, as a separate category of woman. You don't say, look, what do you mean? Now she's one day old. She's going to turn 15 years old, she's going to have Tzafas like everybody else. Let's consider this to be like the first drop of a woman's flow, which I consider to be not there in Ikariyot. He views it as a separate category. I think you are right. I'm going to get to that in a minute. I want to add one akuda, which I really should have mentioned already yesterday a little bit. And that is as follows. How can I say that when the Torah is beferish, or the Gemara is beferish, b'psara, shetagish b'psara, and I'm telling you that it means darka b'kach, ma'avish esaksuvim, it's not the pshat, the Gemara says not that way. The Gemara says shetagish b'psara. And I'm telling you that if a woman has a typical monthly flow, she'd be Anita Zaraisa even without any literal Hargosha. How can I do that? How can I go against the simple read of the Drashas Chazal? It's almost like a question of Lo Darshin and Tama Dekra. The Torah says Bersara, Asher Tagash Bersara. And I'm telling you, when I found the footnote on the Rashba and in the Rebbe Yoshev, you need Darka B'Kach. That's Pshat in Hargosha. As you read it in the footnote. Pshat in Hargosha is not Hargosha. Literally, it means Darka B'Kach. Who gave you a right to say Pshat? Is the Paskin on that basis yet? What do you have a right to distribute? Lo Darshin and Tam of the Kroh. Just take it literally. Yes? I'm sorry. Simen or Siba. That's very good. Simen or Sibo, that's the classical terminology. You know, if you want Siman Asiba. Okay, I would use the. Okay, that's not bad. Siman Asiba. I give a mashal. The Rabbi Chana at the beginning of Sachem was the three kochav about Siman Asiba. That's the Lila, and then these three kochav. We had an Askamina. The post will say that in the springtime is what we follow, and what about the fall? In the fall, there's certain astronomical considerations that delay the stars coming out a little bit longer, even though the darkness caution is the same. So that might depend if it's Siman HaSiba. Rabbi Chanan proves that it's only it's really the darkness that counts and not the three stars itself. But the fact that the first 3 days, Vayera Vayavoka, there were no stars. So how could I have an error? That's the sound of Sachem in the very beginning. So here too you're saying that the Hargosha, not the Hargosha itself makes the Nidus arise, but the Hargosha is a type of Darka Pekach. All right, it's a suggestion. But what you're really saying is, that's what I'm about to say, I think. That when the Torah says something beferish, black on white, this is it. There's no room for any interpretations that are going to change the halacha. The Torah says, Losach bo beged almana. So the Gemara says, why? Because she's no, it's not going to look nice. She doesn't have it. Day, night, back, forth. So the almana shira, she has 50 begodim. So I often meet her in the wee hours of the morning or late hours of the night. So she would always be Losach bo beged almana. That's what Rav Shimon was our storage time of the cross. We pass low that she in the time of the cross. Can't go against the pasuk with Farish on Sakhla Begad Almana. However, when we discuss what we'll call a drashas chazal, and let's not forget that Bibsara Shatagash Bibsara is only a drash, it's not a pasuk with Farish, according to the Siddur Tavaram and accepted the Lamais. So I like to phrase it, Darshina and Taima the drash. It's only a drash. It's only a drash. It's a Darshina and Taima the drash. Sure, we spoke about this in completely different contexts. I have to keep a list of them, but some of the ones that come to mind are Melacha B'Chalamoy. According to some posts, it was Daraita, but the Chachamim could have outlawed it. You know, the Yushan Void Cotton, the Ochlim, Shoksim, the Pogzim, Abba Bamamal said I would have gotten away with it. Doesn't mean it's the Rabbanan. This is only a Drasha. Or Losus Godadu, right? Agudas, Agudas. So you can't have a shul of half Westville and half dozen Westville. Or half keep sphere, if you want. Half sphere to lock by him, half sphere. But the meaning is that everyone's doing it all the time. Why? Because if you're going to try to impose one view in our world, it's going to be called even a bigger fight. So is it below Darshina? Darshina Tava did Russia. He spoke about a little while ago about Achila Erev Yom Kippur. If a person's going to eat on Yom Kippur, it may not be a mitzvah of eating an Arab kibbutz, it's only to make you healthy and strong and fast. What? But no darshina. No, darshina in time of the drush. It's not a puzzle before that you have to eat an Arab kibbutz. Those are a few examples that we had. So that's why I think the same thing applies over here. What did Rabbi Yashub say? So before I get to what Rabbi Yashub said, let me tell you how I find out what he said. A shayla came up, a very serious shayla came up, which I want to discuss with the Talmidim today. I'm sorry, I'm just speaking a little bit too much off the daf, but tomorrow, Blinetta, we'll start talking more a little bit directly on the daf. Those are the Maramakomas. On page 1, it says, Hargosha Mahi, that's what we've been discussing now. Many of them, of course, not all of them. And first it says, Hargosha. So that's some of the things that were out there we'll have to discuss, I guess. Again, tomorrow, starting at 10:30. Let me tell you where I started talking with this first. As you know, women sometimes are trying to avoid having children at a particular stage in their life, and they practice contraception. This is the reality, and not just not commenting out, it's good, it's bad, it's right, it's wrong. Azayas. And sometimes women take birth control pills, oral contraceptions, OC as they call it. That they've been around now for almost 50 years. And this will often have a dramatic impact on the monthly period. It'll reduce the blood significantly. Would you say, therefore, that a woman's on birth control pill should not need it, all right? before she had an output of such and such on the heavy days. Now it's reduced to half, or who knows what. I mean, now you can do a survey. If you do, you have to go online, find out what percentage it's reduced to in a typical pill. Would anyone in this room say that now she's not needed d'oraisa because she's cut down the amount of blood that comes out per month? No, no one's raising his hand. Right, so that's not accepted. Even if it's cut down 90%, doesn't matter. It's still a needed d'oraisa, whatever comes out on a monthly basis with the pill. That's the new woman, and this woman that's her reduced output given the shaking the pill. Fine. But it's a new system now. It was written up in the Times a couple of weeks ago on a Friday. Pills with no bleeding. No need to. A whole very visceral response. Whoa. David showed me online, even more visceral. Whoa, they're fighting it out. Unbelievable. Is that okay? Is it not okay? No, I'm talking men, duck. The women are fighting it out. That's okay, fine. That's not my point of stuff. Right? You can look it up online. You'll tell them where to find it. And there's now a fairly new intrauterine device, literally a 21st century device. Didn't exist until this century. They had IUDs, as we call them, long before the century. It's a popular contraceptive device for many years, for quite a few decades, as a matter of fact. And in Eretz Yisrael, it was considered by many rabbanim to be the contraceptive of choice because they don't like diaphragms and the pills, they say, cause staining. So this IUD was considered a contraceptive of choice. It was just something, some copper thing they put inside, and it somehow, we don't exactly know the science, it prevents conception. Some thought it was also considered an early abortion, but generally the medical community agrees it prevents conception. Do they still believe that? I think so. No?
The Miranda?
No, the regular IUD. Prevent the plantation, whatever. Which is also, I don't think that's called an abortion, if it prevents a microscopic thing from attaching to a wall. The passion, that's just it's like a regular conception. Now, we just heard, there's a new device called Mirena. Some call it Marina. It is an IUD which has hormones coming out of it, and in its ideal usage, there's no blood at all. However, even according to the manufacturers, for the first period, which can segment of time, which could easily be 6 months, maybe even longer, they can very likely have some blood coming out. But it can be almost infinitesimal. A very small amount of blood. I got a couple of these shadows. I didn't know what to do with it. So I called my friend in Machon Pua. That's a very excellent organization. And they said, oh, I know what you're asking about. You're asking about the, quote, tipa chodshit, the monthly drop. That's apparently already a concept. Tipachotchit, we've been discussing this for 5 years already. They're way ahead of me. Tipachotchit. I said, well, what did you think? So, Rabbi Bushnin, who I spoke to at the end, is the head of Pusa, I thought it was awesome. Because I am. But we spoke to Rabbi Mordechai Eliyahu, and he said it was mutter. Why is it mutter? It's only one drop. Two drops, three drops. It's such a small amount of blood that we would normally not give it a second thought. So even in this kind of a circumstance, we should be makil in the shayla. In my opinion, there's a serious chash of nida d'oraisa. Because this woman, having tinkered with her body, has now on a level of derech riyasa with tipachotchit. This is a recurring pattern, happens month after month, even more than 3 months, and it's a monthly drop. So if that is the common way she sees down this woman, it seems to me it's a serious shaila of nida d'oraisa. Remember, she's seeing only a few drops, but a tinoket also only sees a few drops. The norm though. Most of them don't have this drop when they're born, but some do. It's considered to be any woman who has, any girl who has a drop of blood when she's born, the hormonal imbalances, it happens enough times. It happens, many millions of times. So it exists. It's considered a derech for that particular category woman known as one day old. So too, this woman and millions of her friends are now taking this Mirena IUD, and they have a tipachot shit. Could be the more women on Mirena than there are newborns who have blood. I'm serious. Could be the more women who have tipa on the Mirena than benos yom ha'pod who have tipot. So it's considered to be a normal pattern for them. So in collecting opinions about what I was right or wrong, I didn't know. So I don't want to be machmer to Charlotte. To be machmer to Charlotte like this is a tremendous, hardship for some of the women who are trying to get off the hardship by doing on the Miranda in the first place. But at the same time, it's a shot with our eyes. So we started collecting opinions. So I asked Simon to help me out. He has online, direct line, kind of the Gedolei Olam. He spoke to Rav David Feinstein, the thought of the Shah of Yidid Arayt. He spoke to Rabbi Yitzchak Abadi from Hanov, who thinks he thought it was Muslim. So he had a one-on-one. I asked Rav Shech Meshlita if I understood him. He said it was a Shah of Yidid Arayt. And then I said, let's find out Rabbi Yashin holds. I met Rabbi Welcher at the wedding. I said, shout out to you. What did Rabbi Yashin say? I don't know. Trying to get a hold of him, it's hard to get a hold of him, it's hard to get a hold of him, it's hard to get. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, I decided, I think it was when I was in Eretz Yisrael, let's try to find out what he holds. But it's not so easy to get to the Rav himself. He has a number of assistants. And one of the assistants is a Rav Hagoyin, Rav David Morgenstern Shlita, who's really a tremendous Talmid Chacham and a very loyal and devoted individual who was very close to Rabbi Yashiv. Those who have ever been there see he shoots off Shiloh, he's a man, it's a riot. You watch the interplay between these great Gaonim and Yerushalayim. I was privileged to see it a few times. So my son, who's his next door neighbor, went to find him in shul, and walked behind him with a cell phone. Yeah, okay. What does Rabbi Yashiv say about this? So obviously what he says depends on the Yesh Lovim. Right? If you take Yesh Lovim Kipshuto, you might say, every Kesem is the right for all women. That's what he says, Yesh Lovim. Scary words. Yesh Lovim, she'ein b'mikwe zeh, when she knows it's coming from her body, hakula shoksavim. Did he really mean that? It was just throwing out a trial balloon, Yesh Lovim. This is what he told me to, if I understood it correctly. If a woman who has a monthly flow sees a drop of blood, before or after, that does not make Nida Zarayt. For reasons similar to what I said earlier, that's not called Derech Riyos. However, Rabbi Yashiv threw in two monkey wrenches. If I understood them correctly. Namely, that some of those hargashas which we discounted, Medina de Gemara, because it was not considered the hargasha of Talmud Babli, Sichas Pi Amaka, Nizaza, etc., which were presumably simultaneous with the hargasha of Pshut, according to the Shulchan Aruch. Afal Pikain, some of these argoshas may count as argoshas, as I would phrase it, through the back door. They have become, in our time, derech riyasa. The two examples that he gave were Vetis Aguf and Ziva Starvalach. So even though Rabbi Yashiv was sort of dismissive of these two in his tshuva, he said, Vesta Guf does not count for Hargasha. He said, the Farish. It doesn't count. And then he says, she sees, she feels wetness at the outside. That's nothing. Well, that says later. That's Mikra Din. But perhaps nowadays, when there's nothing else, there is not Psichas Piyamaka, there is not this Daza. So these sensations may perhaps be considered to be a Hagosha Bizmanenu, which means a Derek Riyasa Bizmanenu. So, if that would be the case, this woman on the Mirena, who saw a drop, would be a Nida D'Oraisa. Especially if it's accompanied by the symptoms which usually accompany it, the kinds of cramps that accompany a typical period. For the Kohen Rav Yashiv, that cramp may now constitute Hargashas with the back door. Even if it's not a monthly thing, even if it's haphazard. That's what I heard from Rabbi Morgan and analyzing this child. Let's repeat again. The quote of Yashiv is saying that Derek Ria is what's critical. A small drop in a woman who has an additional period besides the drop is not Derek Ria. But instead of saying like me, if I say my position first, that Derek Ria is limited to the heavy days, to the Shefa Adam, that's typical once a month, he extended it to include perhaps, every Ziva Savalach and every Vesta Guf. And the result of that is in the Tia by the Miranda was, well, if she feels symptoms, that would still be needed to arise, so even in the absence of any regularity. Adkan, I heard, if I understood correctly, in the name of Rav Yosh. Seems to me, Rabotai, that most Poskim today don't accept Rav Yosh's Chumrah. And they make Lang Samim, even in circumstances where it's accompanied by a Ziva Savalach or accompanied by a Vesta Guf. That's my understanding. And if my understanding is correct, then maybe I'm right. That they hold like me. That the only time we consider it to be Hargosha is if a Hargosha of Derech Ikar Riyasa. Not a little bit of a Davalach and not a little bit of a Vesta Guf. It's not considered Hargosha even with my name. Yes.
Okay,
very good.
Well,
Lichora, we have a paragraph called Haroa Kesa. You see a Kesa. If you don't see the, how do they say it? What you won't see won't hurt you. What you won't see won't hurt you. The truth is that I'm not completely sure that that's true in this case. What you don't see won't hurt you, because on a derisive level, you have no problem. But if there's a problem on a derisive level, maybe it will hurt you. So if a woman was on a Mirena, and she had a, I'm not talking about microscopic, she had a tipakwa chit, but she failed to notice, she may, chalila v'chas, if we're right, in a sense, be in a shadow of a derisive, which she doesn't realize for all months, chas v'shom. Again, what you don't see, what that works for the Rabbanim, right? It's like Haroa Kesem. You don't know. Yes, sir.
So any woman who starts this treatment, if she does, should wear Lavonim Lavanim and check herself?
Again, it seems to me that, you know, it's a potential problem. It's a potential problem.
Is it? If there's no dam.
Once there's no dam, even though she feels symptoms, she knows what's going on inside of the battle. The hormones are fighting. The monthly hormone says, get out. And Mirena says, no, in. So if Mirena wins, it wins. Okay, so there's no doubt. We're not going to make hummus for her.
She
could be
kosher,
she
means there's something there's some fear, because she's
not the right. Yeah, she should try it. But we assume she's wearing her garments. Even she's wearing colored garments. She's wearing, you know, light blue garments, things of this nature. I'm not saying it's going to help her, but I mean, blood is presumed to be visible even on that. Yes, sir?
Is there a
The Hargasha meant Derech Riyasa. That I got, not me. I didn't see it. I can't say I based on Tzavas Paneach or even on Rav Yashiv. I got it originally from the footnote 31 on the Rashi. I think it's Pashup Shah. I think he's right. Yes. I'm sorry.
I don't really understand it so well. What, like, what do you mean?
No, you don't understand it, you don't agree, but just your prerogative. But let me tell you, just to explain it to you one more time, these Gedolim say that when it says, what it really means to say is that a woman is only needed midaraisa if she experiences the nida b'derech riyasa. And derech riyasa, if I'm correct, is the derech riyasa b'shefa, the ikar riyasa. The real, they call it the heavy days, when the day that we count towards the vestments, to give another example, when we come to the Chassidah. Those, that's it. Anything short of that would have a different thing. Only thing is, if I'm right, Mirena will become the Derech Riyasa for this woman. The same as if a woman that takes regular birth control, and she'll reduce her output by some ratio, so too, if she goes on Mirena and reduces 99.999%, there's a tipapa chit, it might also be on the right side, especially if it's coming on a regular basis, especially if it's coming accompanied by these physical symptoms. You can have either of that. You can have it regular without the symptoms. You can have it the symptoms without regular. They have to be afraid to be mekel. Perhaps if a woman on Mirena sees a drop without any pattern and without any symptoms, nope, then maybe you have a right to be mekel. That kind of a case. That may not be considered any kind of a derech. Yes, sorry.
Could there be detail how derech would you have to change if it did from the Gemara?
You want to give you a historical change?
What century it changed? When Shmuel said Asher Kavish to the Tara, right? So he meant something to the Tara.
Presumably he meant, according to the Tosis, Psichas Piyamaka.
So Psichas Piyamaka is what happened then, and that was derech Yasa. And that was even for a people, the very small people, even before the Shabbat.
Not necessarily. I don't know what happened then. I can't vouch for that.
So did Shmuel then require both the Shefa and Tzichas Piyamaka for Derech Riyasa?
No. Shmuel, assuming that Tosis is correct, Hargasha Tzichas Piyamaka. So Tzichas Piyamaka was the Hargasha of those days. You ask me a question I can't answer. Did they have Hargasha Tzichas Piyamaka come at the beginning of the period when she took a few drops, did it come later into the period? I don't know. The problem is, as you know, if you want to be a little bit more scientific, it's hard for us to understand how there could even be a Hargasha of Psichas Pi HaMakor, because I don't think there is a Psicha B'zman HaZeh. I think it just sort of comes out. It's not the same as the the urination or the Gedolim that the Aruch HaShulchan compared it to. This closed, and it opens up. The Kav Mechalulim Chalulim. Here it's never really closed. The service is never closed. The horizon will become present. It's closed. Not closed. It's just a narrow. I can't tell you how many millimeters it is. You can try to look up on the picture how many millimeters it is. And I don't even know if it opens even 1 millimeter or fraction thereof when she goes through a monthly. I just don't know. I mean, there are some changes in the body when she has a period. But I don't know if that's one of them. Maybe. I don't know. Yes.
They happen to be light days.
Again, I'm telling you a chiddush. One can argue with me. One can claim that the light days before the real period might be a daraisa because it's that she normally experiences. Rav Moshe, we'll get to later, he'll just count those days. See, maybe that may mean that he did that daraisa. Maybe the Rav Poskim don't count those days. Some the best depends upon the onset of the shefadah. And that's considered what I call Iker Derech Riyasa, or Derech Iker Riyasa. And to my mind, that's the right. So anything before that, now. I give you my opinion. They're bigger Mechmir and they're bigger Mechilin. That's my opinion. Take it or leave it. That's what I think. Now, of course, these are tremendous Nachminas Lemais. Because if a woman, light day, with Man Hazeh, is going to count as Derech Riyasa, she has to become an absolute Nidah quite a few days before the. We would otherwise pronounce her a Nidah. It's a very significant matter. Very significant. Tremendously significant. Tremendously.
There's still be Jerobon, though.
But if it's Rabbana, we have leniency. It's not found on a colored garment, it's found on the tissue. Should I have a couple of tumma? Yes.
But even if the drops before the flow are make her need a deraisa, what Rebbe is suggesting is that they're not violating the deraisa, their kubit venetius is not the deraisa thing.
Not true. According to the Rambam, chibuk v'nishik of an isha nida, well, at least some chibuk v'nishik, I won't go into those details right now, would constitute an isha d'oraisa.
Or certainly the passing of things. And
passing of things, that's
I'm saying, generally speaking, Rebbe's course of action seems to be that they stayed from vida, but everything else.
But not because I'm not saying that since that's the tashmish is d'oraisa and everything else is not is rabbon. That's not Mamshah. Mamshah is, she's not an isha at all. She has a halachic status of a yom aves. The mechaber passed yom aves. Kibbuk and ishik is mutter and be is also. That's my construct, not the distinction which you just drew. So I want to make clear what I'm saying. You can disagree with me, but I should know what I'm saying.
I'm saying even if someone would hold that the tiba is the right, it seems to me that the husband and wife in that case would still not be violating any derisas by following the course of action that Rabbi described.
I can't guarantee that. It depends according to the Sheet of the Rambam on how much chibuk v'nishuk would constitute a daraisa. The Lashon of the Rambam is rather expressive. I'm not going to go into it right now. I'll give you an interesting Maram Malkom. Shelus Tshuvis. Anyone know what I'm talking about? B'nei Bonim. Ooh, that's an interesting set of Tshuvis. He has a Tshuvis. I think he's right. But look there and you'll see. Very interesting. Yes.
Just a clarification, we're in that after 6 months there's no blood whatsoever, even in intestinal.
Zero blood, everything.
Yeah, there's no needle whatsoever.
And everyone will be masked. There's no blood, there's no blood. We don't.
No drops, there's no nothing.
No blood, and even this microscopic blood doesn't count. That's something you can see. Our problem is, if there's a certain pattern of small amounts of blood, so Khalil of Akash, you can miss it, it could be a shallow, but it's all right, so in my view. I know it's a difficult position to hold, but I think that it may actually be correct. That's why I'm afraid to be making on the shallow. Any final questions for today? Okay, just some technical stuff. We'll start tomorrow at 10:30 and end by 12. I did we crunched the numbers over here. And the shiur will be from Sunday to Thursday. That's what the overwhelming.
Remember about the
bechina. Oh yeah, for those who want, I'll give a bechina at the end of the towards the end of June. For those who want to help in the various speaker requirements. And the people wanted the shiur to be between an hour and a half. So that's what's going to be between an hour and a half. Okay, most probably close to an hour and a half most times. So if I see we're ahead of the game, I'll be happy to cut down. I don't want to run short at the end. So okay, so tomorrow 10:30 to 12, we'll see out of the shemayim. Anyone in college here? Anyone in college? Someone said I should maybe move it to 11:30 when they're final. Would that be better? So maybe we'll make a song on Thursday, a song 11:30 to 1, so you can squeeze it between the finals. So they'll want to. Unless you do it, but in case you want to. Alright, so maybe we'll do 11:30 to 1 during the duration of finals if there's a need for that. You let me know tomorrow.